K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, name is Andrew. How are you?
We're good, Andrew.
Hi, Andrew.
What's going on?
Not much, dude. How are you?
Good, good. What are you doing?
I'm just calling because I need some help with a date that didn't go really well.
Oh, no.
You don't sound like a dude that's possible not to have a good date.
I know, right? Yeah, I took this girl out on a date. She's a barista at this coffee shop I go to every day. And, dude, it's so super awkward, and she's being so weird, and I don't know. I thought it was an awkward date because I thought, she didn't even say thank you. Like, I paid for dinner, and, you know, I did everything like a date should do on a date. Like, it was like a total gentleman, you know. The restaurant service, though, you know, was pretty horrible, but I totally, like, kind of put my foot down and called him on it because that stuff doesn't fly with me, you know, because I've worked in restaurants, dude, and like it's got to be, you got to do your job. So I was totally dealing with that, and I thought it was like really like a gentleman, but she didn't say thank you, and I don't know. I mean, she's really pretty, though. I don't know. I just want to see what's going on.
Okay, so the pretty factor kind of overrides everything else just to follow up.
Dude, she's smoking.
Yes,
she's really hot.
That happens. So where was the coffee shop at?
It's right there in Beaver Creek. It's right near where I live.
Okay.
It's even more weird. So
right by the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go there on the way to work. So I'm like, you know, and I love seeing her in the morning because who wouldn't, you know? But yeah, it's kind of awkward now. And at the very least, I'd like to be able to go get my coffee because I've kind of been avoiding it and it's completely like destroyed my personality.
All right. Well, you didn't tell us her name. What's her name?
Cassie.
Got it. All right. Well, hold on a second here. We're going to stick you on hold. We're gonna give Cassie a call, see if we can get her on the phone, figure out what's going on here for you. Okay.
All right. Cool.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
You know, Andrew, I was just talking with Fry, and, you know, there's nothing that ruins anything more than when you get out of your routine. So if you can't even go to your coffee shop.
Well, especially coffee.
You know.
That's dangerous.
That's messed up.
It's awful. It sucks. I am not living right now. I am among the dead.
So at the very least, we have to get his coffee shop
back. All right, but we're going to work on that for him, see if we can figure out what's going on here. Hold on. Let me start dialing her number and be real quiet. We will see if we can get her on the phone here and figure out what's going on. All right, Andrew?
All right.
Hi there. Is this Cassie?
This is Cassie.
Hi, Cassie. It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM. Are you at work?
Yeah. Hi.
Can you take,
I win something?
Well, can you take a break for a few seconds? We have a couple questions.
Okay. I'm in the back room, but yeah, I've got a couple minutes.
That's perfect. That's exactly what we need, just a couple minutes of your time. So, Cassie, we got a phone call from somebody while we're calling you, and he seemed like a very nice gentleman, took you out to dinner, met at a coffee shop.
Said you were hot.
Smoking, to be exact.
Yes, smoking.
Are you talking about Andrew?
Yeah.
Oh.
What happened? Okay. He thought, you know, he was a pretty nice gentleman. I understand you had some, like, really bad service at the restaurant, but he took care of it, he said.
Well, he comes into the coffee shop where I work all the time, and he's really cute. You know, you can tell he works out all the time and, you know, really, really cute guy and, you know, would flirt with me all the time while I made his coffee, and he asked me out, and I didn't see any reason not to go out with him. I mean, he seemed like a nice enough guy, but it was not a great date. I didn't even know where to start.
What made it a bad date?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know if he asked me even one question about myself. Like, he talked about himself all night long. Like, that, it was just all about him, everything. Then he was, like, really rude to the wait staff. Like, he spilled his water while we were sitting there, and he got really mad, and he blamed it on the waitress because he said they put the water back in the wrong spot.
On the table?
Yeah. Not like a place that had a tablecloth with circles on it or something.
Right.
I don't know what the wrong spot would be. The wrong spot, I guess, is any spot where he might possibly spill it, but that has a lot of options, right? I mean, nobody would know where to put it, so he was mad about that. He said he got the wrong order, and then he tried flirting with the waitress in front of me to get a discount.
Oh.
Flirting with her, and she's like, you know, no. And then he got really mad, and he called her an idiot. And then he got up, and he went to the manager, and he demanded a free dinner because he said, you ruined my life. That's a direct quote. He's like,
ruined my life.
I like it. Ruined my life. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I'm in the service industry. I've been called names before. People get mad because their coffee was wrong and been like, I ruined their whole morning. And I mean, I don't have any time for people like that. That's ridiculous. It's coffee. It's food. It's a little water. It's not like someone spilled red wine on your white shirt, you know? I mean, he just really overreacted and interested in me. I mean, he wasn't even asking me anything. I was just listening to him talk about himself all night.
He was trying to sell himself.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, you don't really need to do that. If I'm out on a date with you, I was sold.
Dude, I'm so, can I say something now? I have to defend myself.
Is this
a
Andrew?
Little bit here.
Ah, she nailed it. Yeah, that's him.
What?
Hey, apparently I did not come off very cool, and I think I might have been nervous because. I don't know. You just make me really nervous. The whole stuff with the waiter, I mean, I didn't want to say ruin my life. I was just...
But you called her an idiot, Andrew. You called her an idiot to her face. Did you see how bad she felt?
Yeah, but you know what, though? It was like, you can't put the water at the back corner where people's elbows are. It's like, you don't do that. It's like an idiotic thing to do.
It was an awkward moment
for me, you know?
Andrew, your elbow is next to the chair. Your elbow, she didn't put it on your chair. She put it on the table.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, I had to use the dinner napkin to cover my crotch because it looked like I peed all over myself. You know,
at least it was water.
Really awkward,
that doesn't make her an idiot. And I mean, that was mean. Like,
right, I'm not trying to be mean, you know. But dude, it's like you can't do that to a paying customer. Like, you go to those places because you're either celebrating a special occasion. Either, you know, or you're on a first date or something. You know, it's like you got to be extra careful about that. And I didn't react well to it, but I don't know.
Why did you flirt with her then? Flirting with her right in front of me. Like, I wasn't even there.
You know what? I'm just, I think at that point I felt bad about it, and I'm just trying to, you know, be nice. And I certainly wasn't flirting, believe me. You know, you're a lot odder, so no.
Yeah, okay. Well... I don't know. I think you just made, like, everybody feel bad. And then why did you say to the manager that it ruined your life? It ruined your life? Did you mean that? Like, I mean, you seemed so upset.
Well, I was just, you know, I don't know. It's just when you talk to the manager, it just inherently escalates. And I don't know. I'm not normally like that. I think that, I don't know. I was just really disappointed. Like, I was really hoping for a totally different outcome. And I don't know. You seem like really bored the whole time, or I don't know. You weren't saying a lot. And I thought maybe you were just kind of uncomfortable, and then all this was kind of really.
You didn't ask me any questions, Andrew. You didn't ask me anything. Like you just kept like telling me like how much you could, you know, bench, and like about how much money you made.
Were you trying to show off to the in front of her to the waitress or whatever?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And I mean, I was nervous too, and I tend to talk a lot when I'm really nervous. And
you know, but Andrew, I just can't believe how rude you were. You were so rude to those people.
Dude, I can't believe. First of all,
dude,
you did not stand up for me at all. Like,
stand
you know,
up for
like,
you.
You were there. Like, you didn't have my back in any way in this. And it was, I was like, there's so much water spilled on me.
So much
it was
water.
So annoying.
What did you want me to do? Give you my shirt?
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, you could have, like, kind of, I don't know. I thought I was in the right, you know, at least to some degree. And you just, I don't know. Apparently, you felt like I was just this horrible patron. And, dude, I mean, I had ice water all over my privates. It was, like, so uncool.
Well, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry I didn't stand up for you.
Why would you be sorry?
Well, I mean, he obviously, I guess it sounds like he felt really bad.
Well, here's what we could do. If you feel bad or whatever, you might want to give us a second shot. What we'll do is we'll find something for you guys to do. send you out on a second date. We'll even send a limo to pick both you guys up, but you have to decide right now, yes or no, if you both would go back out on a second date.
Definitely yes for me, dude. Definitely.
I mean, I don't know, Andrew. I mean,
you gotta decide now, though.
If I'm a total loser, I promise you, I will never buy coffee. You will never see me again. I wasn't myself, and I won't. You know, now that I know like what happened, I won't repeat that. Like, from the moment I saw you at the coffee shop, you are so hot and beautiful and perfect, and I can't get out of my head like how good it would be to have you in my profile picture. Like, I would look like such a king, you know.
That's such a compliment there, Cassie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So now what do you say?
Okay.
Oh! I wasn't expecting that one.
You guys.
You will not regret this.
Listen, I believe in second chances. I mean, and Andrew, I don't want you to not come in to get your coffee anymore. I mean, I did. You're right. We did have Kim when we met. I mean, it was, you know, the reason I went out with you in the first place. So just don't be nervous around me this time, okay?
You guys.
We won't eat.
Dude, you've got to let us know how this ends up, okay?
All right, I will. I totally will.
Yeah, watch out for that water.
Yeah.
Yeah.